What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Truth Be Told podcast. My name is Alexis Monet Howell, and I am so excited to have a conversation with you today. And I'm even more excited about what we're going to talk about today. So if you haven't listened to the first episode of the Truth Be Told podcast, it is titled, It Is Not About You. And in that podcast episode, I shared with you what the Lord was telling me in that moment, how he told me in that moment. And it's just a lot of hard truths that I needed to hear from the Lord through my mama, and really take that and let the Lord do his thing, which is to hide it in my heart and to allow it to seep deep in so that it can flourish something so beautiful. And the Truth Be Told podcast is the harvest of that seed of hard truth from the Lord. So today, it's so important for you guys to listen to that episode, because today is part two of It's Not About You. And I really want to share in this episode practical ways that we can live life and to live and build the kingdom as though it's not about us. And I'll explain what I mean by that. But the three things that I will touch on while we have this conversation is to think of ourselves less, to pursue Jesus more, and to serve others better. Okay, so in this, I've definitely learned what it means to live as though it's not about me, of course, because of the hard truth that the Lord shared with me through my mother. And I am still growing and learning in this area of it's not about me. I don't know if you know, but your sister girl struggles with pride and insecurity. Have you ever met a girl that struggles with both? Now you have. It's me. And so with pride and with insecurity, there are a lot of different battles that I kind of go through in the day-to-day, or there will be moments where I'm just super prideful and like, I'm better than you mindset. And there are other moments where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm not any of these things. And so it is a back and forth battle. If you struggle with pride and insecurity, please let me know. Don't leave me hanging. I know I'm not alone, because 1 Peter 5:9 says that there are other people around the world suffering in the same things we are. So I take that scripture of what Peter was talking about to the people at the time who were being persecuted because of their life and love for Jesus. And I apply that to me, even with the battles that I go through. So if I am not alone, if you can relate to me, be sure to put that in there. But yeah, so I just want to get into the first part, and really think less of your, thinking of yourself less, and to pursue Jesus more and to serve others better is all in the same. So it's not going to be, this is under this category. You know what I mean? So we're just going to really have a conversation, and they're all going to mesh, hopefully beautifully. We'll see what happens, right? So when I think of myself less, I don't want you to get confused with to think less of yourself. I almost just did a mishap in saying that when trying to share it with you guys. And so it's so easy for us to accidentally say, oh, I'm going to think less of myself, rather than I'm going to think of myself less. And we can live as though we are thinking less of ourselves rather than thinking of ourselves less. I know that was a lot of less and think and all of that. But what I mean, and what I want you to get from this, is that as we live this life with Jesus, as we journey with Jesus, as we look to Jesus in his word, we get this theme, this overall theme from Jesus, and this is servant. He's a servant, servanthood, right? But also leadership, and I'll get into servanthood leadership in a minute. But when I think of someone who has thought less of himself, or thought of himself less, see, it's so easy to do it, thought of himself less, I think of Jesus. And what I really want you guys to take away from this is that we are not going to live our life where we think less of ourselves. We're not going to belittle ourselves, our situations, circumstances, battles, sin, struggles, whatever the case may be. That's not what we're here to do. And that's what we're not going to do for other people. We're not going to belittle their struggles and their situations if it's different or similar to ours. You know what I mean? Because we all go through life differently. We all go through struggles differently. So definitely want to hone that in. And I may make a couple of mistakes of saying the wrong way. If I do, just, you know the truth, right? It's to think of ourselves less, not to think less of ourselves. Yes, I got it, guys. Hey guys, so I wanted to pop in very quickly to share with you a book that I am so proud of and a project that I have been super encouraged by, and that is a book that I wrote and self-published when I was 18 years old called Dear Broken Girl. If you have never heard or bought and read Dear Broken Girl, please be sure to do that. And this is your opportunity to do that. Dear Broken Girl was written when I was in a super broken, toxic, dark place. If you want to know what that place is, you got to read Dear Broken Girl. But I will tell you that I am super honest and vulnerable and open about my struggles, my sin, my life. I tell people all the time, if you read Dear Broken Girl, you have read my prayer journals, my diary, if you want to say, to the Lord, because I am very honest to God. And what I have shared in this book is not edited, it's not polished, and it's not perfect. It is beautifully broken. The subtitle of Dear Broken Girl is that he makes beauty out of ashes. And so if you can relate in any situation of being broken or being hurt or being in a dark place, and you need to know your identity in Jesus, you need to know that he's here for you, you need help, this book is for you. This book is all about worth, telling, teaching, and reminding women of all ages their worth in Jesus. If you want to know my story, want to know how Dear Broken Girl started, please go and purchase it, and I'll give you some options on how you can do that. And I just want you to take a quick look for my YouTube friends, if you're watching this right now, at this beautiful cover that I have here that was drawn by my sister. It is a rough sketch that she just did for me, and I think it truly embodies what the chapters inside reflect, and that is, it's not perfect, but it's beautiful. So if you are ready and ready to go with purchasing Dear Broken Girl, there are two ways that you can do that. Number one, you can go to Amazon.com and type in Dear Broken Girl and purchase your book there in either the Kindle or the paperback version. If you're gonna do the Amazon purchase, please be sure to rate and give it a review. I would love to see your comments. I would love to hear all that you have to say, and that would be great. If you're looking for a little bit more of a personalized copy of Dear Broken Girl, there is a link in the description that you can click and fill out the form so that I can personally send you books that I have in my possession. They are signed copies, and they will have personal notes in them from me to you. I cannot wait to take this journey with you. Dear Broken Girl, you are made for more. So going to the servant leadership that I was talking about a couple of minutes ago, servant leadership is Jesus. And when I think of anyone who has thought of himself less, anyone who embodies servant leadership, I think of Jesus. In particular, I think of the story, you may have heard it, but if you haven't, I really urge and challenge you to go read it because it's so good. But it's where Jesus, the Son of God, gets down low and washes the feet of his disciples. And the story is so beautiful. And every time I read it, I'm always convicted by the truth that is shared in how Jesus served his people. Jesus, who is the creator of the world, has decided to get to the lowest position and wash the feet of his creation. And it's just wild to me. The fact that also Jesus washed the dirtiest parts of the disciples. The disciples' feet were the dirtiest parts of them. Even now, the feet are, they're pretty dirty. They're pretty stinky. But even in those times, they would walk everywhere on dirt paths. And so their feet would get muddy, would get dirty. And for Jesus, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, to submit himself and humble himself in a way to wash the filth from his creation just shows and shouts servant leadership. And I love those two words together, because if you were to think of a servant, you would think of someone underneath the position of someone higher, right? And when you think of leadership, it's someone higher up than another person. And what Jesus does is he takes both. He says, in order for you to lead well, to love well, to embody the person of him, of Jesus, to give glory to God, it is by humbling yourself, submitting yourself, and serving others. And so I think that's the chapter where Jesus washes the feet of his disciples, and I love it. There's so much more that Jesus talks about and is showing in the way that he's washing the disciples' feet. He washes his friends, you know, Peter and John, their feet, as well as the other disciples, and his enemy, which is Judas, who would later betray him. And so it's just looking at the heart of God through Jesus and how he served those he loved and knew and those who would later betray him. And he did it in a way so that God could get glory and so that you and I could be encouraged thousands of years later. And so whenever we are taking this concept of thinking of ourselves less and pursuing Jesus more and serving others better, we look to Jesus. And John 13 is a really great scripture for you guys to go and just look at how Jesus did it. I always encourage anyone to read the Gospels first. If you're very new in your faith and you don't know where to start, the Gospels are such a great place because that's where Jesus is. Jesus is all up in the scriptures from Genesis to Revelations, but his life is depicted and detailed and written in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And specifically, if I were to share with you a book of the Bible to read, it would be John. I love how John describes the life of Jesus, how he's very creative in his words. I think from one writer to another, like, that's just what I love. If you are more into the details, Luke. So that's just a couple of Bible study tips right there. So we are to think of ourselves less. And in thinking of ourselves less, we embody what Jesus has done, which is servant leadership. And so if you want to be a leader in your family, in your friend group, in your church, it goes and it comes by serving those people. It comes by serving your parents, your siblings. I know y'all don't want to hear that, who has siblings, like serving your siblings or serving your friends in the ways that they need. And so I think that's definitely something to think about. And thinking of yourself less, you can ask the Lord, hey, Lord, who can I serve today? And the Lord may talk to you right then and there and give you a person and the thing that you should do in that moment. Or maybe just later on, just tune into the movement of God. Tune into the person that keeps coming to your mind, maybe to text them. That's serving. Like, you taking time to meet a person's need is serving. It's sacrifice. Sacrifice gives God glory when we humble ourselves, when we take a moment away from whatever we're doing so that we can meet the need of someone else. And even if we don't know their need at the time, maybe when it comes to texting another person, maybe that person felt really lonely. And the fact that you reached out to them and said, hey, I had you on my mind, or the Lord popped you into my mind, so I wanted to say, hey, that meets their need of loneliness. And so we don't need to know exactly the need of people in order to meet it. We just have to be obedient to the movement of God so that he can be glorified and people can be encouraged. You know what I mean? Asking the Lord who you can serve today and how. There's so many ways, and I've got on my computer just some different ways. So I'm going to read them. So I'm going to look away from you for a minute, but it could be praying for someone's soul, very simply, right? That is a way that we can serve people, praying for the world, praying for people in power, praying for our families, praying for lost souls, that they would continue to walk the path of Jesus, that they would get on the path of walking with Jesus. Another way is paying for someone's meal behind you. And again, sending a text to someone that you know, someone that you haven't even talked to in a long time. That's okay. And you may be thinking, like, oh, Lexi, that's going to be weird. Haven't talked to them since middle school. Call that person. Text that person. Let them know that they were on your mind and that the Lord put that person on your mind, and let God do his work. If they don't respond, they don't respond. That's another story for another time. Whenever you like text people and they don't respond, that's okay. You've done your part. And for that, God gets glory. So there are endless ways that you can think of yourself less by serving other people and asking the Lord how you can do it. As we pursue Jesus, which is the second part of like how to live, like it's not about us, pursuing Jesus, when I understand my limitations, I am awakened to the fact that God is limitless. So when I understand that, oh man, I can't do a Truth Be Told podcast episode or record one that's going to meet the heart of people or meet the needs of people if God isn't being glorified or if God isn't speaking through me. Like, I can talk all day long. I likes to talk and I do it pretty well. But if what I'm saying does not have the imprint of God's presence on it, it's not going to change anything in your life. And so as I understand my limitations, I can talk all day and upload Truth Be Told podcast episodes, but it's not going to glorify God and it's not going to encourage you if God is not the one orchestrating the whole thing, speaking through me, all that different types of stuff, right? So if I understand my limitations, I understand the limitlessness of God and how I am nothing without him, literally nothing without him. I can do no good thing without the power and the presence of God. And it even tells us that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. It does not say greater is Lexi who can do her own thing than the enemy. No, I have to have God in me, working through me, doing his thing in me for him and for me to be greater than the enemy. Right? Like, I cannot be successful in the struggles that I'm going through or the battles that I'm facing if God himself is not fighting for me. Or if I neglect God and I'm going through these battles, the enemy has free reign to overpower me because I am not allowing God to reside and to do his thing within me. That makes sense. So yeah, definitely understanding my limitations has shown me the limitless power of God and authority and just his compassion and kindness to use me in spite of me. You know what I mean? It's so, so, so good. Another thing that I love, whenever I was typing pursue Jesus, something that came to mind was how Jesus invited interruptions. Like, if you look at the life of Jesus in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus was often interrupted. He was going somewhere, and he was interrupted by someone's need. Someone needed healing. Someone's kid needed deliverance. Something needed to be done. People were hungry and they needed food. And so they came to Jesus because they were like, this man is something different. Different than the other prophets and the other people who proclaim God. Like, this man is something different. And so Jesus was often interrupted, and he welcomed those interruptions. Not only was he interrupted, but he welcomed those interruptions. And so as we pursue Jesus, we have to understand that we're going to be interrupted at times by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Spirit talking to us, sharing with us what we need to do next, and by other people's needs. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that we have to be aware of. And I was not aware of that whenever I started growing in my faith with Christ, that I was going to be interrupted by him and by his people. And it's not a bad thing to be interrupted, but it's inconvenient at times. I don't know about you, but I can think of times when I'm like about to go to bed, I'm sleepy, gotta get up in the morning and do this, this, and this. And the Lord is just downpouring content and good things and truth into my heart, and I'm like, Lord, like typing it on my notes on my phone. I'm like, oh gosh, like it's almost 11. I go to bed early, y'all, so I'm like getting ready by 10 to go to bed. So it's like almost 11 and the Lord is just speaking. Or if you guys are already asleep and you wake up and you're like, oh man, I'm up. Like, I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep. And all those are moments too where you can stop and ask the Lord, hey, is there anything that you want to speak to me? Hey, is there anybody that you want me to pray for? And those could be moments, right? It's not just insomnia. It could be God wanting to speak to you and through you for the glory of his name, but also for the good of people, including yourself. So as you pursue Jesus, understand that there will be interruptions by the Spirit of God, but also by people. I've had it where people want to text me, FaceTime me, call me, and sometimes it's super inconvenient. Like, I'm not really a person who loves to talk on the phone, who wants to meet up in person or FaceTime. Like, text me, honey. Like, I am fine texting 100%. But what I am learning is that there are needs that need to be met through people. And so they're not always met if we text, but rather if we call or if we meet up face to face. And so understanding those different things, those different interruptions, and welcoming them like Jesus welcomes them. Because every day I interrupt the Lord and the things that he's doing in the world with my situations and my longings and desires and desperations of any kind. And so I know I interrupt the Lord often, and he welcomes it. He invites it. In Matthew 11, he says, come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, because I want to give you rest. Like, the Father welcomes in the interruptions and the desires and the dreams and the prayer requests that we bring before him. And I love that. So as we pursue Jesus, just remember that and welcome that, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you in those moments when you don't really want to welcome in his interruption or the interruption of his people. Okay, is our conversation not already good? Like, I feel like Campbell's soup right now because our conversation is just so good. So thankful that you're even joining me on this conversation. But I want to invite you to another conversation that I want you to be a part of. It's called Live with Lexi Howell. It's a Facebook community that is growing daily, weekly, monthly, and it is all centered around Christ-filled conversations, much like what you're hearing already on the podcast. But what I want you to know is that Live with Lexi Howell is all about me sitting down with special guests from different areas, with different backgrounds, cultures, and maybe even point of views, and we sit down to talk about life, and we sit down to, of course, talk about Jesus. So you will definitely hear of some Live with Lexi conversations on the podcast, the newest ones, but I encourage you and urge you to take the time to go to Facebook, find Live with Lexi Howell, and watch the many interviews that I have been blessed by and had the opportunity to sit and listen to my guests. I have almost 30 interviews since the beginning of the COVID pandemic in March 2020, where I have sat down with men and women, again, of all ages, talking about life and talking about Jesus. We do so through community, laughter, and real, yes ma'am, real conversations. So go and check out Live with Lexi Howell on Facebook. Give it a like and be sure to comment and share those videos. Oh, also something that was very interesting to me at the time when I was typing this was that not only did Jesus invite in the interruptions of people meeting their needs, even when he was tired, hungry, whatever the case may be, but he also was super intentional in carving out his time to meet with the Father. And I know a lot of people that I've talked to struggle with that, struggle with carving out time for God because of other, other demands of their day, right? And for Jesus to welcome in the interruptions, teach his disciples how to live, take a nap every now and then, I'm sure, and still carve out time to meet with God, his Father, is amazing. And there is, you can see the benefit of carving out time to meet with God, because when he did, he always was filled up and encouraged by the Father to remind him, hey, this is what you're here for. You're here to make people, the dead, live. You're here to make chains be broken, right? Like the Father was edifying and affirming Jesus and his task for being here on earth. And so even with us in our day to day, we can get so busy with the school, we can get so busy with the kids, we can get so busy with whatever it is, food, like we got to eat, right? Like, oh, I gotta make this, I gotta go work out there, I gotta do that, like so many different things. But the fact that Jesus has embodied carving out time for God while also allowing the interruption of people, there's a balance that Jesus does so well. And so we want to make sure that we are embodying that as well and looking to Jesus and pattern our lives after that. So as much as you welcome in interruptions for people, also make room, make time to meet with God. And the last thing is to serve others better. So here are some options that maybe you can serve your people better. There is making your loved one their coffee. I did that for a season for my mother. I would make her coffee in the morning before she went to work. And it was just a sacrifice that I made for her to not have to do that. And I don't do it now. It's been a while since I've done it. But in that moment, that was a way that I had chosen to serve her. Maybe it's doing chores around the house. Knowing the love language of your people, of your friends, of your family, knowing that they like gifts. If you are unable to buy a gift, you can ship them a pencil of yours from your house and put it in a wrapper, you know, and give it to them, or giving them the gift of a letter and whatever, a drawing, something so simple. If you got money, God bless you, and you can get something from Amazon and ship it to the door, and let that be a way that you love on them in the way that their love language is. If it's quality time or if it's words of affirmation, you know the love language of your people and work toward doing that so that you can just serve others better. Also, affirm your people. That is one of the love languages of relationship, is to have words of affirmation. But I love to talk all the time, but I don't always do well in of affirming my people. And so we can always do better and affirming those around us, telling that they're doing a good job, telling them that, you know, the thing that they did for that person was so kind of them, or the fact that they are pursuing Jesus and reading his word every morning, like, congrats to you, that's awesome, I'm so proud of you. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be, oh, they did this humongous thing for the glory of God, let's tell them that they did good. It's the little things too, guys, that we definitely don't want to miss. And I am just as guilty as maybe you may feel in this moment. But yeah, so those are the three things of how we can live life like it's not about us. And especially when we're doing things, I've said it, I've heard other people say it, that the things that we get to do for God, we say, oh, it's for the glory of God. And it is. So let it be for his glory and not for ours. Remember that life, remember that the kingdom is not about you. It is all for the glory of God, for the good of others. And that does include you, for your good as well. As you continue to think of yourself less, not think less of yourself, as you continue to pursue Jesus more, as you continue to serve others better, I am sure you will see God do amazing things in your life. And it may be materialistic things, it could be you just have more joy in your heart, you've been lacking joy. And so when you serve others and sacrifice your time to meet the needs of others, when you carve out time to meet with God, you will be filled with joy, because it says in his presence there is fullness of joy. And we love everything about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I hope this has been an encouragement to you, but just some practical ways that you can live as though life and the kingdom of God is not about you, because friend, it's not. It is not about you. And that should be pretty freeing and take the pressure off of your shoulders to just look to Jesus and do what he did. And that is to serve others, to carve out time with the Father, and to do all that we can to give him glory. So yeah, that is it. I'm so thankful for this conversation. If you guys have any questions or any ideas of what topics we should talk about next, please be sure to let me know. I love y'all so much, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, y'all. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Truth Be Told podcast. I pray that you've been encouraged, that you've had some fun listening to the conversation. As always, you are listening to me on podcast right now. Be sure to subscribe to the Truth Be Told podcast. Give it a five-star rating and review of your thoughts with the podcast. I would love to see what you guys are thinking about the podcast episode so far, and also what you may hope that we talk about on the podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that. If you're watching me right now on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Turn on the notifications so that every time I post, you are notified. You don't miss a single episode. Okay, so be sure to do that. Comment below under each video your thoughts, questions that you may have, anything and everything. Please be sure to comment. And most importantly, maybe that and subscribing, like this video, like the videos that you are loving, share it with your friends, do all that you can so that we can encourage more and more people. Don't be scared. Do it now. Share it with a friend, that person that's on your mind, share this episode with. Also, be sure to follow me on Dear Broken Girl, the Facebook and Instagram accounts at Dear Broken Girl. Last thing that I want you to do is to go to Facebook and follow the Live Alexi Howell Facebook page so that you are able to get up to date with the conversations and the interviews that I have on a monthly basis. I know that's a lot of homework for you guys, but we want to build the kingdom of God together. So I'm encouraging you, I'm urging you to go and do those things that I have already shared. This has been so fun. This has been a great conversation. I'm so glad that you've joined me, but definitely want to pray over you before we end this and wrap this up, okay? So let's pray. Father, I am so thankful that this is the moment that you have decided for us to have a conversation. I pray that you would bless your children, that they would learn more about you, Lord, that they would be encouraged by your word, that they've had fun having a conversation today, and just it's brought some joy to their day, to their lives. I pray that you would bless them, that you would lead them, and that you would love them in only the ways that you can. Be glorified, be honored. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.